Thank you and good morning. Up to 1,000 vehicles are expected to take part in the funeral procession in honor of slain Mendocino County Sheriff's Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino today. The procession will travel some 60 miles from Ukiah to Fort Bragg on the coast. Sheriff Mike Downey and Undersheriff Billy Hansel will be in attendance, and thousands of law enforcement personnel are expected to attend as well. Caltrans, the CHP, and Mendocino County Public Works will conduct traffic control for the procession, and motorists can expect delays while the procession passes. Sheriff Mike Downey will represent Humboldt County at today's memorial, and he reminds us that law enforcement is still a tough and dangerous job. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey said several officers from his department, including himself, are going down to honor Del Fiorentino and his survivors. Sheriff Downey said every officer on the road faces such danger every day.
It's a show of respect, not only for the fallen officer, but for those that are left behind.
Downey said the death of Ricky Del Fiorentino shows that police work is still a dangerous job, and officers are taught to prepare for that danger every minute of every day. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. As hundreds of people attend today's memorial service, many questions remain about slain suspect Ricardo Cheney. Cheney was shot and killed by a Fort Bragg police lieutenant who discovered him rifling through Del Fiorentino's patrol car. California Highway Patrol officers took part in the search for Cheney, and Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager explains the challenges in detaining a fleeing suspect.
You go from helping someone change a tire to chasing a bad guy that's armed and not going to be taken alive. In this case, this guy's, he's wearing a flak jacket and camo, and he's equipped with rifles and shotguns, and so very dangerous person.
Yeager added that deploying spike strips to slow down a suspect vehicle can be challenging as well.
You got to be in a strategic location where you can do that, and you have to be very careful not to spike innocent people or patrol cars. And even when you spike a car, and I've had a situation in Garberville, we were chasing an armed robber. We spiked him at Wyatt, and he drove all the way to McKinleyville before he finally stopped.
Authorities are currently looking at a connection between the death of Del Fiorentino and the murder of a retired Eugene professor. A sheriff's deputy was called out to Hydesville property after a report of possible illegal camping was called in, and he ended up arresting two men and confiscating more than 170 pounds of marijuana on Tuesday. The deputy contacted 29-year-old Michael McBride of Willits, who was standing near a 1975 International bus. The deputy smelled the odor of marijuana, and a search of the bus turned up 174 pounds of processed bud. McBride was arrested, as was 29-year-old Joseph Moosreiner of Wisconsin, who had provided a false name and who was wanted on warrants in his home state. Both men were booked on possession and possession for sale charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Emergency services in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino County will be on alert today for the annual tsunami warning test. Between 11 and noon, the emergency alert system will interrupt radio and television broadcasts with the message. Tsunami sirens will be activated, and in some areas, residents will hear loudspeakers broadcasting from planes flying overhead as part of the drill. You are reminded that this will only be a test. Beginning in May, emergency services will begin testing the tsunami warning sirens once a month. Today's tsunami warning system test does give residents along the North Coast a chance to prepare for the real thing. In Crescent City, they are quite tired of dealing with the real thing, thank you very much. Crescent City Harbor suffered millions of dollars worth of damage in 2006 from a tsunami, and before they even got a small portion of the damage fixed, another larger and more destructive tsunami crashed into the harbor in 2011. On Saturday, officials in Crescent City celebrated their new tsunami-resistant harbor, complete with massive new pilings, pile hoops, and docks, all designed to be tsunami-resistant. Crescent City is now considered the only tsunami-resistant harbor on the West Coast. The county animal shelter in McKinleyville, managed by the sheriff's office, is full, and dog adoption fees have been reduced by 50% in an effort to get dogs adopted and open up space. Adoption fees are now $78, and you can view pictures of the animals up for adoption at the website petharbor.com. You can also call the shelter for more information. And that's the news on this rainy Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.